This is Blown Off on 95.1 WAPE.
Blown Off today. Mike joins us. Mike, hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Mike.
Doing great, Megan. How are you?
Hey,
I'm awesome. Thanks for asking. Appreciate that.
Yeah. Mike, we appreciate you being here. How can we help you today, buddy?
Well, this is what's going on in my life. I appreciate, you know, how y'all get involved with folks that are having a hard time, and I'm having a hard time here with somebody that I went out with, so I'm hoping that you can help me out.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
I went out with somebody.
Okay.
And her name is Kara.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Great time.
Mm-hmm.
I thought things were going really well. We had a really, just a great date. We picked her up, went out to go get something to eat. She was really into Mexican. I was into Mexican. And not high maintenance.
Right.
Good conversation.
Good.
Everything really casual.
Okay.
Everything's just clicking. Everything's great. At the end of the day, after that, went out dancing, had a couple of beers. I mean, it just couldn't have been any better if it'd been scripted.
Right.
You know, and took her home, got, well, in a good way.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, good. Leftovers. Mm.
Yeah. So a couple of days later, I go over to her place, and she's moving, so I help her. I pitch in. I got a truck. And I help her with, you know, the heavy stuff, the stuff that the guys do, the dressers,
yeah,
and the beds,
right.
And while she is busy with things like silverware and china,
right,
and stuff like that.
That's know, nice of you.
That's very stereotypical, yeah.
Exactly. Well, ever since then, I called her once or twice, and not much response. I thought I would get some sort of response, but it's just been nothing. I've just been dead silence, you know. I tried texting her,
mm-hmm,
get something really, you know, short, sweet, to the point, non-committal, if anything at all.
Yeah.
All or it goes right to voicemail.
Mm.
If I get anything from her at all, it's you know, I got to go. I'm at work. I don't have time. And I'm just wondering why I've been blown off all of a sudden when I thought everything was going so well.
Yeah,
so,
no, it definitely sounds like you're getting blown off. Like, I think.
How long has it been since the last time you talked to her?
A week or so.
Okay.
Hmm. All right. What's her name, by the way, Mike?
What's her name?
Yes. What's her name?
Kara.
Okay. I know all of our names. All right, Kara. So we're going to go ahead and call her, and we're going to see if we can figure out what's going on. Are you ready, Mike?
I'm ready.
All right, you listen on the line. Don't say a word, okay?
No.
Hello?
Hello, may I please speak with Kara?
This is she.
Kara, good morning. Hi, how are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Thanks so much for... Oh, it's Mark Kay and Megan from 95.1 WAPE.
Hey, Kara, what's up?
Oh, my God. Are you kidding me?
Nope, not kidding at all.
Kara...
Wait, are y'all going to, like, play some prank on me or something?
No, never. We would never do something like that.
And if we did, we wouldn't be dumb enough to tell you who we are first.
Exactly. Kara, can we just talk to you on the radio live for a few minutes?
Yeah, oh, my God.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
cool.
Yeah, it's a little harmless conversation. We had a question for you about a dude. Is that, can we ask you about a dude?
Sure. Is it like one in particular or just dudes in general?
Yeah, no, one in particular. His name is actually Mike.
Oh, Mike?
He took
you
to...
You guys went on a nice little date. You went dancing, had some beers,
and
burritos.
Now you're blowing him off.
How do you know that?
Because he told us.
How do you know about Mike?
He told us.
He told you.
Yes. He got in touch with us and told us that you are not talking to him anymore for about a week, and he really wants to know why.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Did he not spring for the guacamole, which is extra, or?
Yeah, he did. He just, I mean, he kind of went overboard, to be honest. I mean, I don't really know what his deal is, but he was just a little, I don't know, like, just way, way too, like, just too much.
Oh. How was he too much?
I don't know. He just... Okay, well, yeah, we went out, and then, like, a couple days later, he showed up in my apartment when I was moving out, when my family's there, like, just showed up completely unannounced to help me move. Like, that was weird.
That's not weird. That's chivalry. That's being a nice guy, Kara.
Are you kidding me? Is that him on the phone?
It is.
Me on the phone. Haven't you heard of? Haven't you ever dated a nice guy?
Yeah, that was weird, though.
Okay, hang on. hang on 1 second. We have to take a quick break, guys, but we want to... Kara, can you hold on 1 minute for me?
Yeah.
All right, don't get... Okay, good. Don't hang up. It's the Big 8 Morning Mess. Mike, what exactly happened? You said that you went over with your truck and helped her move some stuff.
Well, yeah, I mean, you know, I knew that she was moving, and
right. So
I figured I'd give her a hand. I mean, who doesn't need help on moving day? You know, there's always room for one more person to take... and heavy off your hands.
Right, but you only went out one time and you just showed up without even telling her?
Well, I mean, I knew that she was moving because we couldn't go out that night. She had said in conversation she couldn't go out with me that Saturday because she was going to be busy moving.
I see.
So I thought, well, why not stop by and help her with the move?
Kara, you never like once asked him if he could help you or mentioned it without, you know, realizing it?
No. Oh, my God. It was the first. There was no way I would have asked him to help me move on a first date.
Right.
Yeah, that'd be a pretty crappy first date.
Yeah.
So you're there what? You said you had people there helping you?
My family was there.
Uh-huh.
So, of course, my family's like, who is this guy? Why haven't you told us about him? And I'm like, I don't even know this dude. I went out with him once.
Yeah, that's pretty awkward.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand you're trying to do something nice, but you probably could have given her a heads up, Mike.
Well, yeah, I just thought I was beat. I thought, like I said, it was chivalry. It was me showing up on my white horse. My pickup was my white horse. You know,
yeah.
I was gonna show up and help her do something that a lot of people don't like to do.
Yeah.
Typically, Kara, a lot of people would love a friend with a pickup truck on moving day.
That's true.
Yeah, but he showed up and like, I mean, it was moving day with my family. I had no makeup on. My hair was in a ponytail. I don't think I'd even.
Well, you still look good, girl. I didn't have any makeup on either, and my hair was back.
And your hair was back in a ponytail.
Oh my God.
Well, all right. So how? I mean, did he help you move? Was he at least helpful while he was there?
Yeah, I mean, he helped me move like all the heavy stuff, and super creepy that he just showed up unannounced.
I agree. I do think that's a little creepy. It's a little bit too soon. You only went out one time.
Well, Mike, all right, listen, Kara, it seems like Mike really likes you, and he does seem like maybe an overly nice guy, though. If he promised not to show up at your house during major life events uninvited, would you maybe go out with him again? Maybe, you know, you could just get another burrito or something.
Yeah.
Maybe some quesadillas this time.
I mean, if he promises to never just, like, show up like that, I mean, at least, like, I get it that he was trying to be nice, okay?
Yeah.
But just, like... I don't know, like, call me and say, hey, I want to help with this. And it's just really weird that he just showed up unannounced.
Definitely.
Know?
Okay.
All right, so...
I'll call first.
Okay, all right. So you'll go out with him again as long as he doesn't act weird or creepy?
Yeah, I will.
Awesome!
Oh, yay!
Win!
All right, good. Hang on 1 second, you two, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. Here. And guys listening, if there's any guys listening, this is the moral of the story. Don't be nice.
No, be nice, but don't be creepy.
No, don't be nice. It gets you nowhere in life.
Oh, my God.
Telling you.
You would know.
See? Look how successful I am.